On a wet Tuesday afternoon, time for our weekly update from the folks at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. The Arts Council is based in Warren, Minnesota, and of course the director is Mara Hannell, and they cover the entire northwestern corner of the state. And some contact information for you. Their main number in Warren is area code 218-745-9111, 218-745-9111, and their website is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Lots of things to investigate there and check out as far as what's new, what's going on in the world of culture and art in the region. Again, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Their phone number in Warren is area code 218-745-9111. Therese Jacobson joins me by phone, and good afternoon, Therese. How are you?
Well, hello, I'm doing great, thanks.
Now, let's get down to basics here. What is your official title with the Arts Council, Therese?
I am the exhibit specialist.
Okay.
Yeah, I set up exhibits, I contact artists, I keep them connected and make sure their art is shown and taken around through the Northwest Minnesota area, and I write press releases for them and make sure that everyone is represented.
You mentioned setting up exhibits. The spring art show is coming up very soon. And when that is over with, you have a mini art exhibit that travels across northwest Minnesota. Now, this year's spring show, where is that at this year, Therese?
It's at the Roseau City Library in Roseau, Minnesota.
And that's coming up in April, isn't it?
Right. April 13th through May 20th, it'll be on exhibit. So that's a nice, long exhibit.
Mm-hmm. About a month away. Well, speaking of exhibits, you are involved with the Arts Council's Gallery and Gift Shop in downtown East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Center. And you opened up a display of artwork recently, didn't you?
We did. We opened up the Picks and Pottery exhibit, featuring artwork by Roseau artist Ron Woolever, who's a photographer, and Kathy Comstock, who is a potter. And they have some beautiful pieces that feature a lot of wildlife. Ron is a local police officer up in the Roseau area and does a lot of photography, actually a state officer. And a lot of his work features eagles and other wildlife that he sees along his routes. He's an amazing photographer.
Now, the display is up right now at the Arts Council's Gallery and Gift Shop, and that's at the Riverwalk Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks.
We're open from 2 until 8 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday, and Sundays 2 until 5. And that exhibit is up from now until April 24th.
So you can stop on by and take a look, and I'm assuming, too, the work on display is for sale.
It is for sale. They can contact the artists, and the artists' email addresses are available in the gallery, so they can contact either Kathy or Ron about purchasing their pieces, very reasonably priced, too.
And again, Ron is also involved with the art shop up in Roseau, Minnesota. He mentioned that as well.
Artists on Main.
Yes.
Features both of their artworks.
When you look at the venues to have these works of art displayed, it's really important to have that and access to the public, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And one way to have access to the public is to not only exhibit your work in shops like ours or in galleries or like Artists on Main or Riverwalk Artists, but also to be in touch with the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council and through exhibits like our big regional exhibit. Through the regional exhibit, we will select a group of small pieces, pieces that are up to, say, 12 by 16 inches or 16 by 20, and we will be taking them on our traveling exhibit to local libraries, but that exhibit will begin in our gallery in East Grand Forks this year during the month of May.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about Arts Advocacy Day with Mara quite often in the past 4 or 5 years. And for those who don't know what that is, explain, if you would, what that is, Therese.
This is a fabulous day. I've gone the last few years. It's coming up on March 17th. It's open to anyone who is involved in any of the arts, whether it's music or acting or visual arts or writing. And all of us who are involved in the arts are welcome to sign. Actually, anyone who's even an art supporter or advocate can come to the state capitol and meet with other people who support the arts to meet our representatives from all over the state. And it opens at 7:30 in the morning for registration, or you can register online through our website. And we meet people who are the representatives in the Capitol to encourage them to continue supporting the art legislation that supports the arts. This has been going on since 2008 when the people of the state voted but overwhelmingly to support the arts through the Legacy Amendment, and that actually tripled arts funding in 2008. And every year we go to remind the legislators that this money is being used wisely and we contribute to the local economies as well as contributing to students in the local schools and teachers, artists all over the state. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to speak up on behalf of the arts.
A very important day, Arts Advocacy Day. Again, what day is that, Therese?
It's March 17th. It's coming up this week.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
This Thursday, you betcha. All right, very good. Boy, time is flying by here. If you would recap what's available on display, the exhibit now currently in East Grand Forks downtown.
Currently, we have Picks and Pottery, Pictures and Ceramics by Ron Wolliver and Kathy Comstock. And coming up after that in April and May is the Traveling Art Opening Exhibit, and it'll travel from there to local libraries. And following that, we have a wreath exhibit. We're looking for contributions to that. We're looking for people to bring in wreaths of any season, hoping people will bring in recycled pieces for their wreaths. And we would like to auction them off to help support student summer camps because we often get requests for camps outside of our state, and state money needs to stay within the state. So we're looking for a creative way to help support students who go to summer art camps outside the state, like the International Music Camp. So this is one way we're hoping to raise some funds for that, the Reese Exhibit and Auction, and that's on our website, too.
What a great idea. And to find out more about that and any other things going on with the Arts Council, check out their website at northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Again, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Their phone number in Warren is area code 218-745-9111. Therese Jacobson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Therese Jacobson from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. Our weekly update every Tuesday just after 3 on Pioneer 90.1.